It's Marketplace Tech for November 27th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If you're shopping today, it is increasingly likely you are not doing it on a computer or in person, but on a mobile device. Last year's Thanksgiving weekend shopping boom saw shopping on mobile devices double and eke out PCs for a majority of general online browsing, according to several estimates. Are the systems of retailers and shipping companies in 2015 ready for the continued growth of online shopping? Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Companies used to worry about whether their servers would melt down under increased holiday traffic. But now that they can easily contract additional servers, handling holiday demand isn't so stressful. Suresh Kota is a management professor at the University of Washington, right on Amazon's home turf.
Cloud computing is there, and adding incremental capacity is just a flick of a switch. So that's not a problem at all.
Being ready to make the sale is one thing. Getting it to customers can be trickier. The major shipping services expect to deliver more than 1.5 billion packages this holiday season. Shippers have more data than ever to predict demand and staff up accordingly. But the closer it gets to Christmas, the dicier things get, says Rod Sides, vice chair of Deloitte.
If sales are light at the beginning of the season, we may find that retailers may add some promotional activity at the end of the season, which could create a spike at the end that would put a lot of pressure on existing infrastructure.
And as always, exceptionally bad weather could render all the planning and big data useless. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Sticking for a minute with Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we like to talk to CNET's Lindsay Turrentine about gadgetry and the companies that sell it. Today, Lindsay's bringing some information about how techie retailers are thinking about making this more of a stretched out holiday on the internet. Hi, Lindsay. Thanks for talking. How are you?
Great to be here, Ben. I'm good.
All right. Black Friday. How are retailers working with this holiday this year?
Well, what we're seeing is that while there's still some interest in Black Friday, there's some shopper fatigue with the concept of Black Friday. So what retailers are doing is they are starting in October, and it's basically like a black month, starting before Thanksgiving and then running all of Thanksgiving weekend. You'll find pretty much the same deals that you would find in physical stores online. And you're going to continue to see those deals on Saturday, on Sunday, on Monday. There will be equally deep discounts, if you want to look at it that way, throughout that entire weekend. And then depending on how the season goes and how retailers are feeling, they'll probably continue to apply some degree of price pressure all the way through December.
Can you talk a little bit more about Cyber Monday and how companies are thinking about digital shopping and delivering users and people sort of ways to do their shopping online?
Well, I think that what most retailers are realizing is that Cyber Monday isn't so much a thing anymore, simply because everybody's doing their shopping online. Cyber Monday starts to become a little bit meaningless when it's an entire cyber weekend or we are living an entire cyber life.
Yeah, and does that make it actually harder for some companies to market effectively to people who are doing their shopping? And are they thinking at all creatively about how to do that?
One of the things that companies are doing this year is pushing back against stores being open, physical stores being open on Thanksgiving. And in the case of REI, the outdoor retailer,
sure,
on Black Friday itself. And part of the reason they can do this is because I think they realized most people would prefer to go online anyway. So it's a pretty safe bet to close your store on Thanksgiving and say, you know what, go spend time with your family. We're going to get a positive marketing buzz for saying family and friends are important. Stay at home. And hopefully then those same customers who have this nice warm feeling about retailers deciding to close on holidays will say, oh, okay, great. Now I feel really good about REI and I'm going to go online and do my shopping there.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET.com. Lindsay, thanks for talking that through with me.
Thanks, Ben.
We have been playing you some special content alongside our new Codebreaker podcast, where we look at one piece of technology and ask every week, is it evil? Well, one could ask that question about consumerism generally, but this week we are talking about the dark web on Codebreaker. Not exactly full of Black Friday deals, but while we're talking about shopping, the dark web hosts a lot of it. How much? Well, I asked that question of Katie Thompson of the website Tech Insider, which is helping us make Codebreaker. Katie, there's a difference between the deep web and the dark web?
There's the deep web, which is the part of the internet that you can't get to through a Google search browser because it's everything sort of behind a firewall. So think your bank accounts are behind a password, et cetera.
Okay.
And then there's the dark web, which is this part of the deep internet. It's much smaller that you can get to that has marketplaces, websites, online forums, but it's all anonymous. And to get there, you have to have some sort of special software.
Can you talk generally about how much commerce is happening on these marketplaces and give us a sense of that?
$500,000 a day. At some points, it's way more than that, but at least $500,000 a day. There's a strong demand for that.
Christmas, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we have a sense of how many people who are drug users are actually going to the dark web for this stuff?
According to a 2015 global drug survey, about 10% to 15% of drug users are in the UK, US, and Australia have purchased these drugs off the net. And it's sort of this culture that we've grown up in, right? I mean, we've grown up in this world. We can order anything and have it brought to us. Why can't we get drugs online?
That was Katie Thompson of Tech Insider. There's much more of Codebreaker online at codebreaker.codes, also on iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.